I remember it vividly, the day we were finally getting to the human reproduction section of our textbook in eighth grade biology class. I loved my teacher, Mr. Bing, I loved school, and I loved biology most of all. For me, it represented the intersection of philosophy, art, and nature. I was perfectly suited to its study. I was expecting a banner day in class. We began, as we always did, with Mr. Bing giving a brief introduction to the subject, followed by a 15-minute period to read the related section in the textbook, then discussion, questions, and a project assignment. In the past, these assignments included replicating a DNA model, making a cross-section of a cell, and dissecting cow eyeballs and frogs. One of my favorite projects involved selecting a tree to observe from winter to spring bloom and collecting samples of the development from bud to flower, pressing them, and sketching the components of the plants. The project taught me a lot about the natural rhythm of life, waiting for a tiny seed to grow, then watching it bloom and finally wither away. That lesson stuck with me, but as much as I liked that one, this day's subject was on a whole other level. I sat at my desk, barely able to control my excitement as Mr. Bing introduced the topic: human reproduction. Then I got down to reading. It just so happened that sequentially we read about sperm production first. The language was potent. It read something like, "The testes are powerhouses of efficient production. They produce 200 to 300 million spermatozoa daily. Each sperm itself is a perfect delivery system for genetic material to the egg, the shape, the tail, the nutrients that give the sperm its mobility and motility, all in perfect concert for its ultimate goal, getting to the egg first to share genes." Wow, nature is brilliant by design, and if I had balls, I'd be proud, I thought. I moved on to the section about women's reproduction. I couldn't wait to read about the incredible inner workings of my own body. But what I got was something like this. "After the development and release of one egg from the ovary, the female reproductive process is twofold. In the case of conception, the lining thickens, the uterus grows, the placenta forms, and the miracle of life begins in the safe confines of the womb. If not, then the lining sheds and is lost, and the cycle begins again." That's it, I thought. I was struck by the change in tone, the light treatment of the process, and the glossing over of the major things we do. You know, bleed and not die, and oh yeah, 3D print tiny humans. No biggie. The textbook hinted at disappointment if we didn't conceive. It painted our hormonal process as belonging in value only to those outside of us, men for procreation and babies for the 3D printing. Sure, I was only 14. What did I know? But I was the girl who was so fascinated and excited about this phase of my life that I had started the period club with my three best friends a few years earlier after our very first sex ed class in sixth grade. The period club had two main functions. One, to share guesses about which member would get her period first, and two, to justify frequent trips to the bathroom during lunch and recess to see whether any of us had started bleeding. I was years into being awestruck by the thought of my approaching womanhood. I took the sex ed textbook's lackluster description of the female system personally. I found it hurtful. And the disconnect didn't stop there. I would encounter the same weird tone and deeply disturbing oversight of the obvious power of our bodies in every context describing our biological process as my studies progressed over the years, from Mr. Bing's biology class to the hallowed halls of Johns Hopkins University, where I went to college for my undergraduate degree. From the mechanical descriptions of how long a normal cycle should be, to the time frame given for dilation of the cervix during labor, all was presented in a dry, clinical way that was definitely not empowering for women. The insidious implication, of course, was that if we deviated from that standard performance, we were abnormal disappointments of nature and needed medical intervention. What I read didn't just make me feel hurt. I was pissed. Where was the description matching the positive view of sperm production? I wanted to see a description that read like this. "The female reproductive system is the crowning achievement of human evolution and reproduction. Efficient and highly adaptable, seven hormones work in symphonic relationship to cause four highly refined processes to take place in a given monthly cycle: the development of multiple follicles, ovulation, the building of the lining of the uterus to prepare for possible conception, and the release of that lining when conception does not occur. When conception does occur, the process of gestation is absolutely breathtaking. The rate of growth of the fetus made possible by changes in the woman's hormones, immune function, and metabolism is astonishing. And the fact that this process is also beneficial to the mother is remarkable as well.